8:38 Hudson Valley Focus Live on WKIP on this Tuesday morning. Let me welcome to Hudson Valley Focus Live Dr. David DeBellis. Good morning, Dr. DeBellis.
Good morning. Pleasure
Thank
to speak
you.
With
you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, good morning. Pleasure to speak with you.
Yes, I'm glad you're able to join us this morning. And of course, earlier this morning, I would have to mention that one of our listeners, a fellow named Lou, who lives in Hyde Park, New York, when he heard you were going to be on, said that I was supposed to say hello to you from Lou in Hyde Park as one of your patients. And so I've passed on the message. So how are we doing, Dr. DeBellis? And, of course, you are with Premier Medical. How are we doing here in the Hudson Valley, not just with respect to the coronavirus, but with people keeping up with their need for regular medical care and the importance of that, please?
Well, the answer is that it's very important to keep up with your medical care. It's important to go to your doctor. It's important to keep in touch with your doctor. You have to balance that against the governor's directive for social isolation. Social isolation does not include visits to your doctor, but many people are afraid to come out.
Yes.
So Premier has developed a telemedicine visit, which I've been I wasn't acquainted with before, but I've been very impressed with. To use with help in my practice. I've been impressed with how many different patients can call in, can use the tele visit, and how much work we can get done with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's an excellent point that you're making. And I'm looking at premiermedicalhv.com, premiermedicalhv.com. And I believe that's the right link. And right there is the link that you can click on for the telemedicine. Is that the correct website we should be referring folks to?
That is correct. Even easier than that is if you're a Premier Medical patient and you have a provider, you just call the number you already do, and you can speak with the secretary and get an appointment set up immediately.
That's
very easy.
Excellent.
You need is a you need a smartphone or you need a computer with a webcam. That's it.
And that might be something that if there are folks who are not set up that way, that way that you know whether you know other folks can walk them through the process. Where do we stand, Dr. DeBellis, with respect to the antibody tests? I believe there was some information about that related to Premier Medical a couple of days ago.
Okay. Well, there are two types of testing I think we should talk about. Number one is the nasal swab for do you have the active disease.
Yes.
And number two is the antibody test to say have you had the disease and do you have immunity. And Premier can do both, obviously not with a telemedicine visit.
Right.
But the antibody test just became available last week. We are drawing it and we are sending it for our patients. There are many resources in the community in Dutchess County where you can get a nasal, swab for COVID-19. We no one except the emergency rooms, as far as I know, has the 15-minute test, but we do expect that to be coming soon. And we can do the nasal test in our office for selected patients, depending on what the clinical picture is. So the answer is, if you want to be tested in Dutchess County, there's no reason why you can't be.
And the fact that what's the normal turnaround time now, Dr. DeBellis, with respect to the regular swab test for coronavirus?
That's been variable, all right? It depends which site you go to and also what the volume is for that week because you, as people become more aware that testing is readily available, volume has gone up. It hasn't taken more than a week to get any test back, and frequently it's been a lot less, very much less.
And that, that's an excellent thing. And any idea at this point in terms of the antibody test that's available, the turnaround time on that?
Well, I tested everybody in my office, including myself, to see who was immune, and we got the results back within 2 days. That's very impressive. Usually when a test becomes initially available, you do get a rapid turnaround. And then when everybody does realize you can get the test, the turnaround time can become slower. Again,
yes.
We're not talking about weeks and weeks for these tests. We're talking about a week or less, and frequently a lot less, frequently just days. And these are tests also that once your doctor sent it, we make a note of it, and we make sure to check every day so that we get those results back.
Yeah, exactly. And what location are you based at, Dr. DeBellis?
Oh, I've been, since about 2000, I've been in the atrium at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital. And that's at the main entrance into the hospital. We are not part of the hospital, so there's not what I would call anybody who's had a concern about infections being in the hospital. It's not part of the atrium, but it's the same parking lot. So if you were coming to the hospital, you would park there and then come in the atrium.
Yeah, exactly. And again, Premier MedicalHV.com. If folks want to learn more about all of your locations, I'm on the website right now, and so, you know, very simply click on the locations and then all the different specialties that are involved, all listed with their appropriate contact information, is all there in one easy place. And I want to go back quickly for one second and talk again and reinforce the messaging that if folks have other health conditions, I know I've had some other doctors on with me the last 2 or 3 weeks, and really big concerns about folks who may feel symptoms of a heart attack or stroke, how critically important it is, Dr. DeBellis, that they reach out and get immediate attention. Can you reinforce that message?
It's absolutely important. People are afraid to seek help or even call because they're afraid they're going to be directed someplace where they can contract the virus, and that's not true. If there's any way to be protected from getting the virus, it's to do a telemedicine visit from home. And people are unfortunately sitting at home getting heart attacks and strokes and getting quite sick when all they got to do is pick up the phone and arrange a visit. I think the thing that really makes me feel the saddest is those patients who are home. They're depressed, they're anxious, they don't know what to do, and they don't know who to talk to. And if there was one thing that a telemedicine visit is uniquely suited to for primary care, it's to invite us into your home.
Oh, what a great idea.
With us. Yeah, and then that way I'm seeing you, you're seeing me, and not only am I seeing you, I'm seeing your environment. And for a primary care provider, for people who are anxious, that's also includes all your other medical problems. For me to see where you are, where you're at, so helpful, so very, very helpful.
Excellent point.
You know, my feeling is if you're not sure whether or not it's right for you, give us a call. And if you're just anxious, you're depressed, if you're really feeling stressed, and this is a stressful time,
yes,
we want to hear from you too.
Yes. Excellent point again. So question for you. I just got a note from a listener in a couple seconds we have left. In terms of the COVID-19 test, is there a charge for that in the antibody test? Do you have that information available now?
That's very difficult to answer.
Okay.
And that's an evolving situation. It's being determined by a person's insurance.
Yes.
So I can't answer that. I know that if you want to talk to us about, you just come to our website or give us a call, and we will take care of you, or at least
get
we'll
the specific information. Good advice. Well, Dr. DeBellis, I want to thank you very much for your updates and insights as to what's going on. And again, the point that you just made about people availing themselves of the telemedicine to get connected and understand that you're not in this alone, I think that is so critically important. Thank you to yourself and all of your associates for the work that you're doing at this time.
Sure. Thank you.
Quick break, back in a minute on Hudson Valley Focus Live on WKP.